Now, the biggest event that's coming up in Brisbane will be joining us in September. Yes, we did mention Beck Mac's birthday around September, but we will keep... We're going to do a little special occasion for Beck one day for her birthday. But this is a massive one, and it's the Brisbane Festival. It was launched over the last couple of days ago, and David Berthold, who's Artistic Director of the Brisbane Festival, joins us on Friday Neon on 4ZZZ. Good morning, David.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you going? This is a massive, massive lineup of shows and such short space of time. Are you actually having a bit of a rest now?
Yeah, it was kind of exciting. So we kind of counted them just the other day, and we counted 513 different performances. So that was pretty good. That's a lot to fit into 22 days.
I know. Is that the biggest year the Brisbane Festival has ever had?
I think it is, actually. Yeah, the actual number of individual shows tends to hover around the kind of, you know, late 400s or something, but I think we've never got to 513 before, so we're pretty thrilled with that.
So for next year, I'm sort of putting the horse before the cart here, but if it's going to extend a little bit more, does that mean the time or the amount of days of Brisbane Festival would increase as well? Is that sort of a plan that you might have?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there are still so many kind of interesting kind of spaces around the city where we could be, I think. So I don't think it's as much to do with the kind of length of the festival as much as, you know, just being in different places.
How do you find all these events? Is it like people submitting from all over the world, especially from all over the world, or is it word of mouth? How does it work?
I think all of the above, you know. It's stuff that I actually see. It's stuff that I hear people talk about. It's, you know, things that crop up on the internet sometimes. It's things that people suggest. It's just like there's no rule at all. But you know, it's kind of all of those sorts of things. And you know, whatever way it is, you're just grateful to hear about you know, an exciting artist or a great show.
Mm. There's one particular one that's coming up for the Brisbane Festival. Is Terror, and it's the audience that is the jury, and it's based. It is a play that depicts on ethics, I guess, 164 lives on a plane for 70,000 lives in a stadium. The plane's been hijacked by a terrorist, and the pilot had broken orders not to shoot the plane down, but he did to save 70,000 lives. That is just a very mind-boggling and very interesting premise. Tell us a bit more about that one, David.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic ethical conundrum in a way. And, you know, at that moment, he thinks that it's better to kill those 164 people on the hijacked plane in order to save the 70,000 people in the football stadium that the plane's heading towards. And he's put on trial for murder. And it's interesting because the audience is asked to decide the verdict. And, you know, the audience is sent out at an interval and argue with each other, and they come back in and they're given a little device. Everyone's given a little advice, and they can send their guilty or not guilty vote to the judge on stage, and then the play will end in either one or two ways. So what's been found around the world is that people totally get into arguing about that, and people have, you know, surprising attitudes. And even if you go with your best friend or partner and you think you know how they'll vote, very often you'll be surprised that they think differently to you.
I just hope
people get really into that.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't lead to a brawl or a divorce or anything like that with someone's opinion opposed to the others. But that is an interesting on a human factor. So it's coming straight from London to Brisbane in September. Has it been shown in London yet?
Yes, it's coming from London. So it's on in London at the moment. It actually finishes pretty soon. It's been on there for a couple of months. And I first became aware of it when I was talking to some London directors, and became aware of it then and saw that there was the UK premiere coming up. And it's a German play, and read it, and it was a really good translation. And even just at a simple level, it's a really great courtroom drama. So, yeah. You know, let alone the subjects, and you know, people kind of love a good courtroom thriller.
Do you know what the verdict was?
Sorry?
Do you know what the verdict was? Like, was he guilty or not guilty that you've known, or was it sort of interchanges each night?
Well, that's the point. It changes each night.
Yeah.
So each night has a different verdict. There's actually a website you can go where you can see where people have voted around the world in the various productions it's had. So that's a really fascinating website. You can see little patterns across countries.
And there's also a part of the program. If you go to the Brisbane Festival 2017 website, there's a whole lot of stuff you can look at. One of them in particular is the blind cinema. And you're in a cinema at Goma, which they're using as the cinema for, where you're blindfolded, but you've got children sitting behind you talking about the film. Tell us a bit about that one.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, you've just explained it. You know, there's a film which is, you know, especially made for this project, but no one ever sees it except the kids. So you just go in there and each adult has a kid behind them, you know, probably about 8 or 9. And the kid has never seen this film before. And they have to, you know, describe what they're kind of seeing through this little tube, kind of whispering in your ear. So it's kind of spooky, but it gives you a really kind of interesting insight into how a child might see the world, you know, how they're interpreting what they're seeing on the screen.
Is it a film that's that we know of, or is it a film that's made especially for this?
It's a film especially made for the project.
Ah,
yeah.
Interesting. Full Triple Z 102.1 FM, regurgitated fresh mint. And on the line, we are talking to David Berthold from the Brisbane Festival. It's about 8 away from 10. David, regurgitated is doing a key performance, performing Velvet Underground and Nico. And this is like their 50th anniversary. I was just curious how Regurgitated will take their own take on the whole album.
Yeah, it's the 50th anniversary of that album. Velvet Underground's first album, and a pretty classic one, and amazing that it's been 15 years. And, you know, they're both, you know, Velvet Underground and Regurgitator in their own ways are pretty out there kind of bands, you know, who are kind of into art stunts as much as anything. And this would be pretty much what that is. There's a lot of visuals too, with which have been curated by Ken Weston, which will be kind of Andy Warhol-esque, which is, you know, appropriate for that, you know, because that album had a lot to do with Andy Warhol 50 years ago. So that'll be great over there at the Tivoli, I think.
Yeah, and the Tivoli is actually will be turning 100 soon. And this is a milestone for both, I guess, for the Tivoli and for, I guess, the Brisbane Festival in some ways. Do you see that there's both a milestone for both the performance?
Well, it's the 100th anniversary of the building, and it was a bakery for a while and did various things, and then became the Tivoli in 1989. But it's a milestone for the building, and also, of course, the Tivoli's under new ownership just in the last kind of 6 months or so. With Dave and Steve Sleswick, and they've been great working with those guys, because I know that they want to do a lot of really great things with the space over the coming years. And we thought we'd get together with them and program a whole bunch of stuff in the TIV. It's all got all to do with music, but is also pretty theatrical and pretty out there as well. So, you know, and that Regurgitated Velvet Underground concert is one of those things. We've got a whole bunch of stuff at the TIFF. It'll be one of the big hubs of the festival.
And there's a couple of things I want to mention that also what's playing at the Tivoli is Goblin playing Suspiria, and in conjunction also Goma playing Gothic Galio Gore, Masters of Italian Horror. They're playing some of the most key films from Italian horror makers. But Goblin playing Suspiria, that is, I guess that's a bit of a coup, isn't it, to pick that up?
Yeah, Suspiria is one of the kind of great European horror films, and you know, Italian horror coming from that giallo genre of horror, and it's as well known as much as anything for its amazing score, and it's one of the great film scores by that prog rock group called Goblin, you know, from Italy, and we've got them to come over and play the score live while we actually play the film in the Tivoli. So I think, you know, it's actually a perfect environment. I can be a pretty scary space, actually, like the Tivoli, you know, with the lights down and playing a horror movie and hearing that score played.
I just love that you've got some horror films at a Brisbane Festival. It sort of gives one extreme to the other, because you've got the kids' side of it as well. You've got really good a program for the children to go and see. So you're pretty much all over the place, aren't you, David?
Well, kids like horror movies too, I think. And
oh, really?
actually, the festival's on for 3 weeks, and two of those weeks are actually school holiday, so which is a little bit unusual this year. So we thought, well, if two of the 3 weeks of the festival are school holidays, we better have quite a lot of stuff in there that's great for kids and families. So so we've done that, and so it's quite a big program this year that I think will get mums and dads and kids pretty excited.
And one more thing before we go is the 20th anniversary of Romeo and Juliet soundtrack played live at the Tivoli, and that was something that that was the first Shakespearean film that actually was contemporary and had a really cool soundtrack. And for this one, just tell us a bit about what that meant to you back in the day itself, David, and why you're bringing this along.
Well, it's interesting. Like, for my money, that's the best Shakespearean film, Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet film, and by quite a long way, I think. And one of its markers was its really eclectic score. Like Wear Sunscreen. I remember when I was playing a few other songs. There's Radiohead and Everclear and Garbage and Butthole Surfers and The Cardigans and that Kid with the Voice. just really eclectic kind of stuff. And it felt right for a party, so we thought having a kind of 90s masquerade ball, like in the film, one of those great kind of scenes in the film, and not only kind of dress the stage in that way and the performers in that way, so it's theatricalized, kind of a semi-stage concert of the soundtrack, but also getting the audience to do that as well. So I reckon that'll be a blast over the Tivoli, and a great environment for it too.
Yeah. We'll get back Mac to play Claire Danes, and I can sort of be a Leonardo in a way, just have to blonde my hair up. And
if you like.
I will. Thanks, David. Thank you very much for joining us on Friday Neon this morning,
Dave. No problem.
All the best for the Brisbane Festival. And it introduced me to this song from the Wannadies, You and Me song from the soundtrack too. So I'm going to play that to take us up to the news. David Berthold, Artistic Director of the Brisbane Festival, thank you for joining us on 4ZZZ.
Great to talk to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.